Here we are back and better than ever for the second five lessons. We've been through five already today. We got 10 shoes, 10 shoes. Talking about the 10 lessons yours truly learned while quitting the job 10 years ago this week, baby. Actually, they'd probably be lessons I learned looking back. So I'm taking on a journey as we look back at quitting the job. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I enjoy delivering it. I appreciate you guys listening. Lesson number six is there's risk and there's risky. When you quit your job, or when you do start anything brand new, you know, this is mainly obviously talking about quitting a job because it was a huge thing. It's been the biggest thing I ever did in my entire life, man. This was crazy. I remember telling people I quit and they're like, can you get your job back? That's the first response a bunch of people gave me. Family, close friends. Have you ever quit a job and after you quit, the first reaction from people is, hey, you think they'll still take you back? And my reply was, well, I don't want to go back. I'm like, oh, yeah, you do. I'm like, no, I don't. And they said, well, yes, you do. I think you're just emotional. And I said, I am emotional because my job sucks. That's got me emotional. I am emotional because I want to be a dad and I don't ever see my kids. So if emotional, which by the way, inside the word emotion is motion, it's okay to have high emotions. And people always say, Sam, you're really emotional. Like, yeah, okay. What's that mean? Is that a compliment? Thank you. Thank you very much. And you were dead at the age of 25 and it just takes 50 years to bury you. So congratulations. It's awesome. I'm very emotional. So when I quit my job, it was risky. It's risky starting anything brand new that you've never done before. I've never been an entrepreneur before. I bought my first duplex with a credit card, $20,000. Like, hello, entrepreneurism, you know? And when I quit my job, I gave up 110 grand. My comp package was, I mean, you add in health insurance for a family of five and you add in stock options. I mean, my God, I don't know what it was, like 150 grand. And looking back on it, I was crazy. I mean, I was purely insane. Which is exactly how you got to be if you're going to do something big. But it was insane. Who quits a 150 grand a year comp package to go put a visor on with a multicolored Q on it and start roasting subs for people in a town where there's no traffic, no store traffic coming in, working with people? If they're not stealing from you, then they're thinking about how to steal. I mean, I literally had a girl working for me who I was working right next to her. Literally, I was making the subs. She was the cashier, and she was stealing money right there. She would have a calculator next to her, and she would calculate what the order should be, and then she would ring up like a couple dollars less. And everybody coming through the line, she'd pocket like $2, take like $100 a day from me on a lunch hour. I'm like, really? Hello, hello. And then somebody told me one time we had a safe where we kept the money, and I just never wanted to close. Let me tell you, I hated the business, man. I hated it. So I would have other people, like the teenagers, would close for me. That's a good idea, right? And somebody said we got robbed or somebody broke in and took the money out of the safe. And look, we live in Loveland, Ohio. It's like Mayberry, USA, okay? There ain't nobody robbing anything in Loveland. Nobody even knows where it is, first of all. And it's like this little quiet, quaint bubble of a town. You know, we have a little crime. Nobody's robbing Quiznos. You know why people rob banks? Because they have the money. Everybody knew I didn't have any money. So you're going to rob me? Have a ball. I mean, can you take my credit cards and my IOUs that I have out there too? And can you just take everything and just hand it? But risk is, there's risk involved being an entrepreneur. There's risk, sure. You could fail, absolutely. But then there's risky. What I did was stupid, okay? Quit 150 grand comp package to go run a Quiznos, one sub shop that was losing money from the word go. It was dumb. It was so dumb. That's risky. Risk means you're going after something that you really love to do, like launching a inspirational site like Every Day is Saturday, okay? You're going after a dream that you've been, it wakes you up at 3 a.m. and you can't get enough of it. You think about it 24/7. And really, there's only a couple things you need. You need some money. You need some short-term cash flow. And you need some people to support you. You need customers. Would we all agree customers are good for business? Yes, Sam, customers are good for business. But you've got the dream. You've got what most people don't have. And you've got the passion. I mean, if I had passion, to run a Quiznos franchise and make subs for people, then I would have been ultra successful. I don't care what it would have been. I would have been successful at it, but I had no passion. I didn't want to do it. Now, speaking and doing this podcast and things like that, it's passionate for me. You can hear it coming through my voice. I want you to feel that same thing because there's risk involved. Look, getting behind the wheel of a car, that's risk. There's risk involved. You're going to get out. You might get in an accident. Somebody may blindside you. There's risk involved. Getting behind the wheel of a car while you drank a fifth of Jack Daniels blindfolded, that's risky. Okay, so you got to understand the difference between the two. When you go out in the world, become an entrepreneur, you're always going to assume some risk. But what's worse? Sitting around, taking orders from people. I went through the first five lessons. To me, that's making me, that's making me physically ill thinking about how I used to sit in that office on 80-degree days and just, I was like a fish in a fishbowl. You ever walk by a fishbowl and there's like one fish in there just staring at you? Just, man, just get me out. This is my life. I'm going to swim from here to there. That's it. I'm going to swim 5 inches that way, run into glass, and then I'm going to swim 5 inches that way and run into glass. And that's all I'm going to do until you either flush me down the toilet or I take my last breath, right? That's what your corporate life is going to be. Blue collar, white collar, doesn't matter. That's what the job was to me. That's what it represented. I was either just going to swim around that fishbowl until I died or they flushed me down the toilet, meaning they were going to give me, what, downsize. That's it. That's the only two options I had. So I decided to get out, jump out of the fishbowl, and understand I knew there was risk involved. Of course I knew there was risk involved, and I felt every bit of that when I went out and went broke. But, man, I'll tell you, when I figured it out the second time, ain't no thing, chicken wing. It was all Saturdays from that point forward, and it's going to be the same for you. Lesson number 7 on the way next.